Morning, Sean. How are you?
Yes, very well, thanks. Thanks for joining us here on The Daily. Now, can you start by explaining to us the current funding models? What seems to be the problem?
Well, more can be done, Sean. I guess, first of all, you've painted the size of the picture. There is a disturbing amount of youth or young people that are on the streets and at risk of homelessness. One in seven in our study, Home and Away, that comes from Mission Australia's youth survey, identifies that one in seven are at risk of becoming homeless. And that means that in the last 3 years, they have actually spent time away from home because they find that they need to leave and it's pretty hard for them to get back in there. And 85% of that group of people have spent more than one time away from home for several periods of time and sometimes over 10 times away from home. So the issue is that due to the family, often these people are citing the fact that the family breakdown or a poor relationship with their family is the reasons why they've left and not gone back. Now, to answer your question, Sean, the need for more funding on early intervention strategies to prevent people from feeling like they need to leave home is what's key. And funding needs to be stable and long-term to ensure that we don't have short-term piecemeal programs to support these individuals and to support the families and to prevent our youth from sliding into homelessness.
So we need to look at some more of these root causes, such as family conflict, mental illness, these sort of things.
That's right, and really supporting the family unit. I mean, once an individual falls into homelessness, we know that pretty quickly there is a pretty fast downward spiral where mental health issues become a real issue. They may fall into some drug and alcohol addictions. And as a result of that transient lifestyle that they are now leaving, for them to be able to hold down a job or maintain a level of education becomes increasingly hard. So the challenges become compounded. And the solution for those people are quite different. So really the focus, focus is on the early intervention strategies where we can really support the families and the young people within their families to provide a level of stability.
Now, for people who are already out on the street, obviously a lot of homelessness services are literally a lifesaver for them. But do we see some issues? Well, I've spoken to some people from these services in the past. See some issues with basically short-term funding of their services. They just don't know how long they're going to be able to stick around for.
Well, that's right. And we're calling on the government to be able to, you know, I guess, reduce youth homelessness by 2020. That's part of our action plan. And part of the action plan is for long-term funding solutions, where both the state and the national government can come to an approach that provides stability of funding so there can be stability of services to support these individuals. There is always the challenge where we come across individuals to be able to support them, and lots of providers, Mission Australia and plenty of others, do a good job in supporting these people, but we can only do it within the means of the contracts that we have available that are funded to us, with many of those being short-term.
So
An example is a Reconnect program, which brings that really supports the family and those youth that are not connected to the families and bring them together. Now, the funding of that particular program runs out in June 2017, and we're not too sure what's going to be happening post that date. They're the sorts of challenges that we have, which does make it harder for providers to really be able to invest in the long term.
So what's actually needed? Is it more long-term planning? Is it more advocacy? Or is it just more money?
It's a shared responsibility with government. And if there is a shared responsibility with government, with the local communities, schools, to be able to really grip this issue, then funding can be applied in a more sustainable and long-term fashion. There's no one silver bullet. Each individual has their own complex needs. And so really coming together and bringing a range of different government organisations together is really what the solution is, we believe, to be able to provide a sustainable solution.
Well, Ben, thank you very much. Do appreciate your time coming on, having a chat with us about this one this morning.
Terrific. Thank you very much, Sean.